Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we pick a random podcast in iTunes. We hit play and see how long we can hold on. Let me turn to my co-host and have her pick some random numbers. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 15.
Your random number between 1 and 15 is 4.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 292.
And while we go pick out an episode, why don't you take a second and listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and number 4 is the education category. Number 292 is a show called Daring Creative. The Daring Creative Studio is a show for podcast producers and anyone who wants to learn more about creating podcast shows. Well, this is right up my alley. Topics include recording techniques, equipment, software, and editing and promotion. Hosted by William Smith. Their website is daringcreative.com. I will say it's kind of interesting. On the front page, he has giant listen on Apple, listen on Google Play. You got to have a way to listen. And I went to the listen. He's using Omni Studio, which isn't a horrible host. But the thing that gets me, I can't download a single episode. That kind of drives me nuts. But that's okay. I will go ahead and we're going to listen to episode number 13, news from WWDC 17. So we're going to talk a little Apple news here.
Today's show is all about Apple and some of the announcements that they made at their Worldwide Developer Conference last week regarding podcasts. What can you expect to see in the new podcast app redesign? And what other things does Apple have in store for us as podcasters in iOS 11?
All right. I know what's coming up. That's a good intro. Get your funk on. Yeah. Hi. Here comes some words.
Welcome to Studio. I'm excited to geek out with you today on some new developments Studio. Of interest to podcasters. One of the things that I always try to do is pay attention to trends in the tech industry. Because as we know, technology drives much of the world around us, and podcasting is really no different. The majority of podcast listeners, at least those who use Apple devices such as iPhones, iPads, and Macs, tend to use the stock podcast app that's loaded onto iOS to consume their podcasts. But that app leaves a lot to be desired. It's not even in my top 5 apps that I like to use to listen to podcasts. Besides being easy to find, because it's included in iOS, there really isn't a big advantage to using the podcast app.
I think he's reading.
But that might all change with some new features that Apple is working on.
He's definitely
Welcome
reading.
Welcome to WWDC. It's great to be back in San Jose.
At WWDC, which again is Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference, they showed off a brand new design for the podcast app. And it draws heavily from the design of the Apple Music app. So if you love how Apple Music looks and feels, then you're probably going to really love how the new podcast app looks and feels.
All right, and that's going to do it for this. You know what? I'll listen to the show. I like the intro. I love the fact that he let me know what I was getting into, so I didn't have to waste my time listening for 3 minutes. He got right to the point. Good intro music and good audio quality. Like I say, it sounds like he's reading, but it's not that obvious, so that's not even a strike against that. And because if nothing else about it, if you are reading a show, because it doesn't mean you can't, again, there are no rules in podcasting, just don't make it sound like you're reading it, otherwise nobody wants to be read to. And he was nowhere near that. So if you'd like to get your show on the Podcast Rodeo Show, just go to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, otherwise we'll keep picking random items. And if you would like a full, like top to bottom, head to toe, left to right review of your podcast, go over to Podcast Review Show. Not only is it me, but it's Eric K. Johnston, who has 30 years in radio. We're going to go over your content, we're going to go over your website, we're going to go over your technology and tell you what you're doing right and tell you what you need to maybe want to work on. That's Podcast ReviewShow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week.